The village of Crooked Creek is going on its fourth day without power. Floodwaters have dropped 4 to 5 feet from their high mark last night, but much of the town is still inundated. Experts are warning that the threat there is not over yet, but during the lull, some residents are trying to make sense of the devastation. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
No one in Crooked Creek can remember such widespread devastation. Even the elders, says Crooked Creek resident Julia Zakar.
It still seems like we're dreaming or we're waiting to wake up from a dream, but we haven't woken up yet.
Zakar says it started on Sunday night. She noticed water flowing upstream in the Crooked Creek, which the village is named after. She decided to take her 4 children to higher ground at the village school.
The school road was already filling over with water, and just like in seconds it was over the road.
But it went from being on top to bank, and we were all having a joke. Well, it looks like we got a normal year, a little bit high water, and we were leaving it at that. And in the space of less than a half hour, the water was surging up at least 4 feet.
That's Denny Thomas, who stayed in the village during the worst of the flooding.
I'm an outlaw bush rat from Crooked Creek. If there's a flood going on, you got to come haul me out with a chopper. You know, somebody had to at least stay here and tell everybody what happened.
What happened, says Thomas, was complete and total disaster. An ice jam a few miles downriver backed up the Kuskokwim River. He watched as floodwater submerged homes and ice chunks broke telephone poles like toothpicks.
You can't even describe how horrible a feeling it was when you just saw everything and you don't know who all your friends and family in town are. They okay? The phones are out. The power's out. Nobody can get a hold of anybody else.
The nearby mine company, Donlin Creek, began shuttling mainly women, children, and elders to their exploration camp. Zakar, though, stayed back, wanting to help her family. But she now admits there was not much she could do. The overpowering waters uprooted her sister's house next door.
I was first worried about the ice chunks hitting my house, because at least it's still standing. But now I'm worried about her house bumping into my house.
Zakar says the devastation is affecting many in her family.
My cousin's house down near the river, his house is completely off its foundation and twisted. And my brother Ivan's house is, he doesn't have a house anymore. It's to where his cabin just flipped upside down and is floating somewhere.
Her husband and family members used boats, driving through ice and debris to salvage what they could. The last thing they brought from her house was for her son.
My cousin, he even pulled my son's toy boxes out and put them in the boat. So, I mean, just to see what they tried to save. And my son is 5 years old, and he was very happy to see that they had time to grab his toy boxes. And everything else that they tried to bring, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. I just broke down and started crying, because it was such a big relief that they weren't near my house anymore, where the water was so high, and that they were with us. And he still goes out and try to help the rest of the village and family with the boat, but at least I don't have to worry about him being near our house anymore.
People are still huddled together where they can. Over 50 evacuees are still at the mine camp, and others are at the school. Denny Thomas had a stash of wood he's relying on to keep guests warm in his wet house until power returns. Before the breakup, the Alaska River Watch forecasted flood danger as low to moderate. But Thomas says even if they had predicted flooding, there's only so much you can do.
People that live out here, and it's not just Crooked Creek, it's all the way from the headwaters down to the coast. People know about breakup, they know about preparing for breakup. But there was just absolutely no way to prepare for any of this. It happened so quickly.
But Thomas is still thankful, like many residents there, that everyone came out of the flood uninjured.
Nobody got killed. Everybody's accounted for and everybody's healthy. So, you know, we'll have everybody here to help us put it back together.
The flooding may be subsiding in Crooked Creek, but there's still hundreds of miles and dozens of villages yet to feel the full force of breakup this spring. The villages just below Crooked Creek are feared to be in the most imminent danger. It's there that the Kuskokwim ice pack is holding strong and creating jams. Thomas has these words of caution.
Everything else will be replaced. Your lives cannot. So just remember that. Don't even mess around. Evacuate if you have to. but do not even stand in its way.
Bethel Search and Rescue has been on the ground in Crooked Creek. They're warning residents there that the danger is not over yet. When the jam does release, all of the ice and even the village's destroyed possessions could flush out quickly, causing a new wave of destruction. Reporting from Bethel with help from Chris Ho, I'm Shane Iverson.